Kingston City Council unanimously voted in favor of a motion to develop a shop local campaign. This motion is specifically in opposition to the proposed 25% tariffs on Canadian goods by the United States. Councillor Wendy Steven brought forward the motion.
It's up to us to remind ourselves just how awesome it is to be a part of this community. And let's work together to keep our town vibrant. Let's rally around our local business owners and let's shop local.
Councillor Steven emphasized the urgency of supporting local businesses, a sentiment shared by many councillors during the discussion. Council also dove into the broader context of these U.S. trade policies.
We've all heard the comments about Canada becoming the 51st state and how President Trump thinks that Canada is not viable as a country. And I think we need to be crystal clear here that Canada will never be the 51st state. This is what the U.S. is trying to do. They are trying to use tariffs to bully us into becoming the 51st state because we have things that they want. Only it's not lunch money, it's natural resources.
Councillor Brandon Tozo, who seconded the motion, echoed these sentiments.
This motion is very near and dear to my heart, and I really share the feelings of many Canadians of a profound betrayal by the Trump administration. As Councillor Steven mentioned, we're being told that Canada is going to become the 51st state. That's not happening. Over my dead body.
Councillor Connie Glenn also pointed out that many businesses are just now bouncing back from the impact of the pandemic. And this added pressure only makes it more challenging.
So we've got businesses that are just getting into the stage of recovery after the pandemic. So to be hit by this, I think, is just another slap in the face. So anything that we can do to support them really matters.
The motion also has an element of advocacy to upper levels of government, calling for the removal of interprovincial trade barriers. Councillors Gregory Ridge and Vincent Shinani highlighted the practical importance of community support in this time.
If we're looking at the percentage of our workforce in Kingston who work in retail trade, it's approximately 12% of our workforce. If we're looking at people who work in accommodation and food services, it's approximately 10%. So you have 22% of our labor market that could be potentially affected just off the hop when we're talking about economic effects there, won't go into manufacturing or anything. And so I think a campaign to support local businesses right now is of the utmost importance. I think that it's not just something that we can do in a flag-waving, patriotic kind of way, but it's something that we need to do as a careful, focused economic strategy to help people in this time, because there will be changes. They may likely in the immediate be negative, and we need to be there to support each other.
When you support local businesses, they're the ones who, if they succeed, they're the ones who give back to the community. They're the ones who donate. They're the ones who sponsor sports teams. They're the ones who do a lot of like the community work because they care about the community. So the more we support them, the more they support the community. And regardless of tariffs and all that, this is just the thing that we should all be doing, regardless of what's going on in the world.
Mayor Brian Patterson provided the final comment of the night, noting that mayors south of the border have also been involved in discussions with neighboring Ontario municipalities.
It's just surreal that we're having to have this conversation, but I appreciate the motion. Certainly, I absolutely encourage everyone in our community to go out to support local, to shop local, to encourage visits to Kingston. The other thing I will say is that there are conversations that are happening among mayors, not only on this side of the border, but there are conversations that are happening with some of my colleagues south of the border as well. Because there are many border communities to the south of us that are being absolutely negatively impacted by what's going on right now. And we do have allies.
A copy of the motion will be sent to stakeholders, including Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and various business associations, urging them to take action.
While all of this is out of our control, we know that at least by supporting Kingston's local economy, that is supporting Canada's economy. And that is actually within our control. So, leaving here tonight, let's shop local, let's show our businesses some love, and let's get lots of tourists here to do exactly the same.
Kingstonians can expect to see an official Shop Local campaign launching soon. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.